understand.
Welcome to Opinion Riot. My name is Brian Ramsdell. I am your host. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Today's February 14th, y'all. It's Valentine's Day. Why don't you go to audibletrial.com/opinionriot and go pick out a free audiobook download and give it to your special someone. They have something nice to listen to. Or, if you're by yourself on this Valentine's Day, don't worry about it. Just go to audibletrial.com/opinionriot, pick out a free sexy book, have somebody whisper sweet nothings into your ear hole. It's all good. That's audibletrial.com/opinionriot. This is another very special bonus episode of Why Haven't I Seen This? But it's kind of even a special episode of this, because it's the second one for this week, and it's the special Die Hard edition. That's right. Well, before you start thinking, this guy hasn't seen Die Hard? What the hell? Let me explain. I wanted to go see the new Die Hard, which just came out yesterday, February 13th, a good day to Die Hard. And I got to thinking about the past Die Hard movies, and I couldn't remember whether or not I had seen the first Die Hard from beginning to end. I knew I had seen pieces, like bits and pieces on TV, and I know I'd like what I'd seen. I knew kind of the premise, John McClane, Nakatomi Plaza, Christmas party, saving his wife, shooting German dudes. I knew all about that, but I wasn't 100% sure whether I had seen it beginning to end. And if anybody out there is not sure whether they've seen Die Hard beginning to end, then you need to go watch it again. That's for sure. So I watched the original Die Hard, 1988, directed by John McTiernan. And that movie is really, really good. I know it's not a shock to a lot of people because most people have seen Die Hard. And I had seen actually most of it. Now that I've watched it again from beginning to end, I realized that the bits and pieces that I had seen had added up to probably about 70% of the movie. But I figured I'd watch it again just kind of as a warm-up to going to see the new one. So, you know, I'll give a brief synopsis of the original Die Hard in case anybody hasn't seen it. Bruce Willis plays this guy named John McCain, who is a New York City police officer, and he flies to Los Angeles to go meet his wife, who he's getting a divorce from, and she is an executive or director or something at this business that is in the Nakatomi Plaza. I think it's the Nakatomi Corporation. And so he goes and he finds her at the Christmas party, and they're having a fight or whatever. And then these guys, this gang of German dudes, Hans Gruber, which is played by Alan Rickman, and his gang of misfit dudes come in and are going to take over the place, and they're going to steal, I think they said $640 million in bonds that the head guy for Nakatomi Corporation has in his safe, in his vault. So that's the main thing. And so John McClane sneaks away, and they don't know that he's there, and he starts picking off the dudes one by one or whatever, and they start figuring it out, and you know, spoiler alert, but he saves the day, and everybody gets blown up or shot, and great action ensues from there on out. It's a really solid action flick. Some people say it's the best Christmas movie ever made, just because it happens to be a bit like based around Christmas time. But yeah, lots of good action. I think is a good adaptation from the book that it was originally from. The character of John McClane is a really just a cool guy, a cool character. He's got a lot of heart, and you can feel for him, like in everything that he goes through, all the pain that he goes through, you know, the life changes that he makes, like while he's going through all this crazy chaos. And it's really cool to just kind of see the progression of his story. And it's got a lot of like little, like pithy dialogue that's here and there everywhere. I think everybody knows the whole yippee-ki-yay motherfucker line. And he's got just Yeah, just other little kind of joke aside things that he says that kind of add to the movie and kind of give you a chuckle here and there that's kind of mixed in with the action. So, I don't think there's a whole lot more I can say about the original Die Hard. It's a really solid action flick. If you haven't seen Die Hard, definitely go and see Die Hard. If you like action movies or just movies in general, I think you should go and see Die Hard. So, which I guess brings me to the newest Die Hard, Die Hard 5, which is called A Good Day to Die Hard, which came out yesterday, like I said, February 13th. And so if you're, I would say if you're interested in going to see that movie at all, I was interested in it because I like the whole Die Hard thing. I like the action stuff or whatever. But I wasn't sure if it was going like a step too far with the number 5. Because I saw number 4 and I liked it, but I didn't know if it was going to carry a little too far with number 5. But it still keeps the momentum, I think. And it's still a really solid action movie. And number 5 is good, so go see it. And I also saw it in D-Box, which I talked about on a previous podcast. I'll kind of touch on that real quick. If people don't know what D-Box is, it's a special seats that are inside the theater that will shake and rumble and move with the action that's in the movie. It's a pretty cool idea. So I went to a special theater to go see this in D-Box. It took me about 40 minutes each way from my house to get to the movie theater. And it was pissing down rain. And there was a $5 bridge toll that I didn't really know about, which is kind of a surprise. And the movie tickets cost $16 for a matinee instead of $7.50, which they cost here in town for a matinee, for just a normal standard movie with no 3D, no IMAX, anything like that. So I was adding up all that stuff kind of on my drive home, and I was thinking, was it really worth it to drive all the way just to see this movie in D-Box? Because that's really the only difference, was the D-Box seating. And I think what I came up with was yes, it was worth it, because it was an interesting experience. I can't say that I was like absolutely amazed by it, like this is the newest, greatest invention to cinema ever, it's the greatest thing since the invention of fire, but it was interesting. And it was during the really, really heavy action scenes, like the car chases or explosions and that kind of stuff, it did add a little bit more excitement to it. And like when they had explosions and things like that, it would like push the seat back, like you're being blown back, and it would just vibrate and rumble. And it was kind of cool effects. Whenever they had gunfire too, they would also have like little vibration sensors in different spots on the back of the chair. And so like when it was shooting, it would go like, and like it would vibrate really pinpoint spots like on your back. And so it felt like you were feeling the gunshots, which was kind of interesting. So, yeah, the D-Box was a pretty good experience. I'm interested in seeing it with possibly other action movies. Because I think with different kind of action, it could be interesting in different ways. Like I'm interested in seeing the new Fast and Furious movie with D-Box. I think that'd be really cool because the D-Box seats do a lot of moving back and forth, like from side to side when you're swerving and that kind of stuff. So in a racing movie or a movie where they're driving a lot and flipping cars and that kind of stuff, it would be doing that side to side and back and forth kind of stuff a lot, which would probably add to the movie and be pretty cool, especially if they had scenes in the movie where it was a first person shot like inside the car or following behind it even. So I might go up there and see Fast and the Furious 6 when it comes out in D-Box, but I guess we'll have to see. So yeah, the plot of the newest Die Hard was I don't know how to explain it. It was kind of convoluted, but it was kind of interesting at the same time. It's got John McClane's son in it, who is played by Jai Courtney, kind of a no-name guy, I think, that's making his debut here. I haven't seen him in anything else or heard his name before. So he's playing Bruce Willis's son, who's John McClane Jr. He calls him Jack. And we pick up, the movie starts where he is going to, Jack is in Russia and he's testifying against this guy who has done something bad and we don't know why yet. And then John McClane comes and tries to, quote, rescue him or whatever. And there's this big, huge, long highway chase scene or whatever with an armored truck. And things are exploding and cars flipping all over the place. Pretty crazy right off the bat. It's like about in the first 15, 20 minutes. And then they are following this guy to a place where he's going to get a key that's going to go... A key opens something that has a file in it, and the file is supposed to have evidence against another person who was in the same, accused of the same thing as him, which I'll explain in a second. But as soon as they get to the key, the Russian guy's daughter is like betrays him, and it's like a plot twist. And then they kidnap the old Russian guy. And then they go off to find where this file is hidden. And so this file is supposed to be evidence against the Russian guy's partner from way back in the day when they were making uranium-235 at Chernobyl for nuclear weapons. And so they have to go to Chernobyl to get this file. And so the fight kind of goes to the Ukraine, to Chernobyl, and the final battle kind of happens there. And there's a couple of plot twists there at the end that I won't give away, especially since it's a new movie. But it's kind of weird because the plot twists are significant, like they changed the plot, but I was watching it and it was like I didn't really care. Like I was watching the plot twist happen, and I was like, oh yeah, okay, well I guess that just means they're gonna go do that, but I didn't really care. Like the bad guys were doing bad things and there wasn't any kind of connection towards that, or I didn't have any connection with that where I was concerned about, you know, what was going to happen to John McClane and his son or anything like that, or what, you know, what would the plot twists are going to do to the plot and where it was going to go. I wasn't really concerned. But I mean, I guess that's one of the things that happens with really, you know, action-based movies. Some of them will end up where they're kind of just creating a plot around the action, where they're like, okay, we want to have a crazy battle with guns and helicopters at Chernobyl. So it'll have that weird Chernobyl thing and everybody will have gas masks and all this kind of stuff. So they make up something that'll kind of go around that, and there'll be, you know, twists and turns or what have you. But that being said, I think it's still a fun story to watch. It's not hard to follow. Even though it's kind of convoluted in some spots where you're just like, I don't understand why that part's in there. Or, you know, be like, that's kind of a stretch to reach from that to that. Or, you know, that kind of stuff happens. But that's, you know, that'll happen from time to time. But overall, I think it's another solid action movie. A good installment in the Die Hard franchise. If this one does well, I can see them probably doing another one. As long as Bruce Willis is, you know, up for it, because he's getting up there. And it could be with his son again, or his son and daughter, because his daughter is in the movie as well, very briefly. But I could see them going from here and making another one if they wanted to. But yeah, I would recommend that. If you're on the fence about it, I would say go see it. Maybe not necessarily go see it in any kind of special showing like a D-Box or 3D or IMAX, if they have it in IMAX, I'm not sure. But yeah, if you just, you know, go see a matinee, $7.58. It's worth it if you want to see, you know, a good solid action movie. It's got lots of guns, lots of explosions, But isn't anything that's gonna, you know, blow your mind or anything. So, yeah, like I said before, I'm curious about Fast and the Furious 6, which is coming out, in May, I think. Yeah, May, and because they showed a trailer for it during or at the beginning of the movie, and it just kind of reminded me about all the crazy movies that are coming out this year, and it makes me pretty excited because we got G.I. Joe, which is at the end of March, and then during April we have the Evil Dead remake, the Oblivion movie, which we touched on briefly in a previous podcast. It's got Tom Cruise. And Pain and Gain, which is Michael Bay's newest movie before he finishes up with Ninja Turtles, which has got Mark Wahlberg and The Rock, I think, and they play cops or something like that, or bodybuilders, or I can't really remember, but it looks like a crazy caper that's got good action and stuff in it. And then May and June are going to be ridiculous, because the beginning of May you got Iron Man 3, middle of May you got Star Trek Into Darkness, end of May you got Fast and the Furious 6 and Hangover 3, and then June is also going to be equally as crazy. The beginning of June you got Man of Steel, the new Superman movie. Middle of June you got World War Z, the new zombie movie, which is based on the Max Brooks novel, which I think we mentioned before as well. And then at the end of June we have Kick-Ass 2, and then the rest of the year is just jam packed with crazy stuff like Pacific Rim and The Wolf. Yeah, I can't wait for the rest of the year, and I'm going to be going to see lots of movies in the theater, and also going to be doing still a lot more of these mini episodes. So for the Why Haven't I Seen This, and yeah, I guess that'll probably be all for this one. I forgot to do this at the top of the show, but don't forget to send any emails with questions or comments to opinionride@hotmail.com. And also follow or tweet the show on Twitter @OpinionRiot. You can also check out the Tumblr page, which I've completely forgot to mention on any subsequent podcast or any previous podcast, which is opinionriot.tumblr.com. Pretty easy to remember. And yeah, I think that's everything. Don't forget to like, subscribe anywhere you listen to the show. And we'll catch you next time. So don't forget to speak your mind. Go start a riot.
That was interesting.